Warner Brothers has announced it will release all its movies next year to theaters and to HBO Max simultaneously. Warner Brothers and the streaming service HBO Max are owned by the same company. It says this is a temporary decision due to the pandemic, but it took theater chains by surprise, and some industry experts think it may signal a huge change in the movie industry. We're joined now by Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Elisa.
Is that huge change theaters are worried about simply that the pandemic will make them defunct?
Yeah, and I think it's a continuum, because there was already a move toward this even pre-pandemic. There was an idea that movie theaters, movie companies had started to release things simultaneously or near simultaneously to streaming. This isn't the first time things will be released right to streaming. But there was a release of a recent movie, Christopher Nolan's spy thriller Tenet, that helped sort of change Warner's mind about theatrical releases. It was the only big budget film to have been released exclusively in theaters during the pandemic. They were expected to earn $800 million to $1 billion. It released on September 3rd, and it's made $57 million in the United States, $300 million worldwide. So, you know, part of that might be that in September we started to take this more seriously and realized it wasn't going away. But part of it is the reality that they don't expect people going to movie theaters anytime soon.
But Warner Brothers had a previous plan, and that was to release just one film to theaters and HBO Max at the same time. That was Wonder Woman 1984. But now it wants to release all of them, all 17 that were slated for 2021. So what happened?
Well, I think the fact that it was so poorly received, the last one that they put into theaters, and the fact that there's just no reality about when theaters are going to be open. Most theaters are closed right now, and they may not open until spring or summer of next year. Meanwhile, movie production has continued. People have moved into a method of movie production that is relatively COVID safe, going into filming in areas that are easier to shoot in. So there are still movies coming out. There's still remarkable demand for movies in TV, and that demand just isn't happening in theaters.
So Warner and HBO Max are owned by the same company, as we said. Is this decision as basic as let's prioritize the streaming service that we sort of own and let the theaters that we don't own take care of themselves?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of that. I think it's, the Warner model in particular is making a little bit of a concession to theaters. So movies will be released on the same day, but new movies will disappear from HBO Max 1 month after they're released, and they'll still remain in theaters. So for whatever reason, you're not an early adopter to a particular film and you want to see it after a month, assuming a theater is open, which is a big assumption right now, you'll see it in the theater after a month. Other studios are making similar pivots. Universal struck a deal with Cinemark theaters to make movies available on demand 17 days after theatrical release. So movies have a 17-day head start. So it's unclear where this is going and how much of it will be affected once theaters open versus how much of this is just going to be an almost permanent change.
And we know the head of AMC Entertainment, largest chain of theaters, has already reached out to Warner for urgent discussions. We'll see where they go and talk to you about it as well. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Lisa.